Let's talk to Hans Blix, former Weapons Inspector Director of the IAEA. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Blix, first of all, I'd like to have your impression of this understanding.
Well, I think it's a great relief that they have succeeded. Negotiations, after all, have been going on for over 12 years, and I have rarely seen anything so intense in negotiations as those of the last week. I think it's good not only for Iran and for the United States, but for the world, and indeed also for the countries in the region, for Israel, for Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states, although they are skeptical and they have been worried about Iran's capability. I think it will give much more calm to the area and something to build on. I do hope that it will be confirmed and that the details will be worked out before the 30th of June.
And Mr. Blake said, how would the IAEA react to this? Would you think this understanding would also be verified by the IAEA too?
Yes, I'm sure they will continue to have a big role. I mean, one important part is that all the Iran's nuclear activities will be subject to IAEA safeguards inspections. And it will be under the new regime of the so-called additional protocol, which was worked out when I was the DG of the IAEA between 1991 and 1997. That protocol gives the inspectors a right to ask many more questions and to go to many more sites and to do so without any delay, with snap inspections. And they will give a considerable assurance that nothing fishy will be going on.
And what global impact will this nuclear agreement have, do you think?
Well, I think it will, first of all, there was a risk that there would be a further proliferation in the Middle East if Iran were to go on and have large quantities of highly enriched uranium in its possession. Countries like Saudi Arabia has been reputed that they might be looking for a program to do the same thing. And Israel certainly has been very much worried about the same thing. So there will be an assurance on that score. But there will also be it's a victory for non-proliferation in the world. It's a success for the P5, for the US and for Iran, but also for the permanent members of the Security Council, that they succeeded to go together, even though there's a lot of tension between the US and Russia and between European states and Russia about the Ukraine, of course. So after the affair with the Syrian chemical weapons, where also the P5 succeeded in getting Syria to eradicate its chemical weapons, now we have another victory. And I think that building on that, one could hope that they go on to something new, for instance, the North Korean nuclear weapons, or indeed on their own nuclear weapons. The P5 states they have something between 15 and 20,000 nuclear weapons still, and the world would like to see them do something about their own weapons.
And indeed, do you think that will happen? Do you think that actions would speak louder than words?
I think the climate at the moment is very bad for it. And the non-proliferation review conference that is coming up here in May, the outlook is pretty bad at the moment. But I think they need an encouragement to see that they can work together. In this case, of course, the agreement is that no others should have nuclear weapons. But nevertheless, they have overcome difficulties. There must have been strains for them to get together and show the patience. And that is very welcome.